Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Life has been pretty exciting for the Youngs these days. The house on Union Street once again belongs to them, and the Coronet Lake project is off to a great start. Meanwhile, in Chicago, Kurt Bradley has found life pretty wonderful, too. He's fallen in love with Miss Nancy Wayne. But before they get married, he wants his fiancée to meet his son, Biff, and the Youngs. A few minutes ago, he called Sam Young long distance and asked if Nancy could stay with the Youngs during their Elmwood visit next weekend. Mr. Young immediately agreed, but Mary Young and Biff have taken a rather surprising stand.
I don't care what you say, Sam. I'm not going to let any adventurers get hold of Kurt just because he's in a big city alone and has turned to the first woman he's met for companionship.
I don't like any part of it either, Mr. Young. And I'm surprised at Dad asking you a thing like that.
A thing like what, Biff?
Asking you to let somebody come here and stay. What's the idea of asking you to let somebody come here and stay?
Oh, why can't she go to a hotel like anybody else?
Why does she have to come here?
Yes, and besides, we haven't any room.
Oh, Mary, we certainly have room for anybody Kurt wishes to invite here.
Well, where do we put her?
Well, we can double up as we've done hundreds of times before. Biff can go in with his father, and that'll give us Peggy's room.
And where will Peggy sleep, I'd like to know?
Well, she can go and stay with Edie.
Hmm. This woman is just somebody who's fastened on Kurt and taken advantage of him.
Oh, now, get out, Mary. Kurt isn't the kind of a guy women take advantage of. Now, Mary, you know better than that.
I don't know anything of the kind. I just know he's out there alone in Chicago and that the one thing I was afraid of has happened.
Oh, now, you never even thought of it before, Mary. You know darn well you didn't.
Well, I'm thinking about it now. And the whole mistake comes from having let him go there alone. Biff, you ought to have gone with him.
Yes, I guess you're right, Mrs. Young. But it's too late now.
Oh, for heaven's sake, can't the poor man ask somebody to come here for a weekend without all of you having him married and having the poor girl a villainess?
Well, it's serious, or he wouldn't have asked her. Has he ever asked another woman to come to Elmwood with him?
Well, Mary, the very fact that he's bringing her here shows that she's all right, doesn't it? He wouldn't bring somebody he didn't think you'd like.
Oh, but Mr. Young, when people are in love, they sometimes don't know they're so crazy about them.
Now, look, Kurt is no fool. The reason he's bringing her here is because he thinks he'd like to have her meet some of his friends. It's a perfectly natural thing for him to do, and he considers us his best friends. And I always thought we were until you kicked up such a rumpus, Mary.
I kicked up a rumpus? I'm just thinking of Kurt. I'm not thinking of anybody else in the world. I just don't want him to make a terrible mistake.
Neither do I, and believe me, he won't either.
Now, look here, all of you. Suppose we let Kurt handle this. After all, if he's met some nice young woman...
Young woman? Of course it would be a young woman. Nobody his own age. Did he say she was young?
Mary, he didn't say anything. He merely said he was coming to Elmwood with someone and wondered if we could put her up.
Well, the whole thing's very significant. And you needn't pretend it isn't, Sam Young.
I don't consider it significant, Mary. How do you know she... Well, let's say, how do you know she hasn't got relatives in this part of the world, huh?
If she had relatives, she'd stay with them, wouldn't she?
Yeah, well, I suppose so. But, Mary, how do you know that she hasn't some business to transact here, or maybe owns real estate or something, huh? Well, anyway, now, look, we're going to be mighty nice to her if she's a friend of Kurt's, I promise you that. And so are you, Biff. If your father chooses to bring her here, and she's here as our guest...
I don't have to be nice to her, Mr. Young. I don't want my father to get married again. I don't mind saying he made a terrible mistake the first time, and he'll probably make a mistake the second time.
Now, that doesn't follow at all, Biff. Now, look, you're all talking like a lot of silly children. Even you, Mary, in your great devotion to Kurt, you're...
My dear, it's all very well for you to pass it off casually, but it's a very serious step. Kurt can wreck his whole life if the wrong woman gets hold of him.
Oh, Mary, now please stop talking about somebody getting hold of him. How do you know that she isn't the nicest person imaginable?
I just know, that's all. I just feel it instinctively.
Well, Come on into the living room and stop talking about Kurt. I've got a lot of other things to talk to you about, Mary.
Sam, I can't talk about anything else. I'm too upset.
So am I, gee. I feel terrible. I don't want Dad to get wound up about somebody when we've been such pals.
Oh, yes, you've been very good pals, haven't you, Biff? And the very first time he asked you to come to Chicago, you raise a fuss and say you don't want to go.
Oh, but Mr. Young, I wanted to go, all right, and I would have, too, if it hadn't been for Glory.
Oh, it's all right for you to be fond of somebody, isn't it, Biff, huh? But if your father happens to be fond of somebody, it's all wrong.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, maybe he's got something on his side.
Well, he certainly has got something on his side. And if he wants companionship, he's entitled to that, too. Not a lot of criticism or muttering from his friends and relatives.
Okay, I get you. Well, I'm going out for a while, Mrs. Young. I want to think this over.
All right, Biff.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Well, now, Mary, about the house.
Now, Sam, you needn't try to change the subject. I'm going to talk about Kurt.
Mary.
I'm going to tell you just what I think. I want to hear every word he said. Now, what did he say about her exactly? He must have said something, and you're holding it back. You're not telling.
Mary, he didn't say anything except what I told you. That he was bringing somebody with him to Elmwood, and could we put her up?
Yes, but didn't you think that was peculiar? Why didn't you ask him some more about it?
Mary.
Why didn't you ask him who she was or where he'd met her?
On long distance from Chicago? Don't be crazy, Mary. That costs money.
I'd been on the phone.
Oh.
I'd have found out a few things. How do I know what kind of person she is?
Mary, you know she's a swell person if Kurt likes her. And I don't say he does. He may not be at all interested in her.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, now, honestly, Mary, when you go on like this, it certainly sounds as if instead of being concerned with Kurt's welfare, you were merely jealous because he likes another girl instead of you.
Why, Sam, how silly.
Oh, is it silly? Well, that's
what
you're
talking about. Of course I'm not jealous of anything like that. Now, why should I be?
I don't know.
I am very fond of Kurt. I'm devoted to him. I love him. You know that. It's just that I want to be sure some adventuress hasn't gotten hold of it.
All right, Mary. I will guarantee no adventuress has got hold of Kurt.
Why?
Well, not because he's too sensible. And it's perfectly natural, Mary, that a man of his age wants companionship. Look, dear, he can see the handwriting on the wall. He can see that Biff's going to live his own life from now on and that he's going to be left alone more and more. And, Mary, why the heck shouldn't he want a companion?
Well, hasn't he had one up to now? He's been perfectly satisfied to have us for his friends, to come here whenever he likes.
But, Mary, that's not the same thing. You know that. All men should get married, every one of them.
Oh. I suppose that means that you'd marry again if anything happened to me.
Now, Mary, why inject a personal note into the conversation?
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Of course I wouldn't. You know that. I'd never marry again if anything happened to you. Why should I? I'd never find anybody like you again.
You mean you wouldn't marry again because you'd be so glad to be free?
Oh, for Lord's sake, Mary, who? What's got into you tonight? I can't suit you either way. If I tell you that I won't marry again, you don't like that. And if I told you I would marry again, you'd be up in the air.
Sam, it's just that I'm so worried about Kurt.
Oh, Mary.
And I'm so sorry for poor Biff, losing his father.
Well, now, look, dear, he hasn't lost his father yet. He hasn't lost anything.
You know, Sam, I don't think men have any fine feelings. I really don't.
Well, now, what do you mean by that?
Well, he's got a son, hasn't he? I do think he could live in Biff's life, and if Biff married, he could enjoy Biff's children.
But that's not enough, Mary. Enjoying somebody else's children? Well, even if they're your own children's children. Look, honey, a man like Kurt, a man as decent and fine as Kurt is, ought to have a home of his own. A girl of his own, if you like. That seems perfectly natural to me, and it should to you, too. And I expect you to be swell to him, Mary, and not to act as if you were sore because Kurt up and looked at somebody else besides you.
Well, I know I'm not going to like her.
Oh,
whatever
Mary.
You say, Sam. I know that I am not going to like
her. All right, my dear. Only give Kurt a break, will you? Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make up your mind you're not going to like somebody until you see her. After all, it's a... Don't you understand, Mary? It's a compliment to you that he's bringing her here. The fact that he wants to have her meet the woman he thinks is tops. Yourself.
Well, I don't feel the least bit complimented. I'm going to do whatever is best for Kurt. And if I don't like her, I'm not going to hesitate a minute.
Oh, Mary.
I'm not. I'm going to tell him so before it's too late. I'm much too fond of him, Sam, to let him make a terrible mistake at his time of life.
Mary Young has agreed not to make up her mind about Miss Wayne until she's at least met her. But Mr. Young wonders if she'll remember her promise next weekend when Kurt Bradley and Nancy Wayne arrive in Elmwood. And now a message from our sponsor. Next time, the Youngs make plans for fixing up their house on Union Street. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.